And Yuli Weiss, DJ2YA, was playing around with crystal detectors when he was only 10 years old. You can read more about these three new inductees at ARRL.org. The Amateur Radio Contesting Hall of Fame is currently managed by the Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation in memory of CQ publisher Dick Ross, K2MGA. Amateur radio operators will be busy on Memorial Day 2025. The National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, Missouri, will partner with area amateur radio operators to host special event station WW1 USA on Monday, May 26th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. The Gwinnett Amateur Radio Society will support Tusala, Georgia's 31st Memorial Day Parade, May 26, 2025. Amateur radio operators will be on site from 7 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. And the Maryland FM Association will hold their 2025 Memorial Day Hamfest on Monday, May 26th from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. Talk-in will be on the WA3DZD repeater, 146.16, 146.76, 223.16, 224.76, and 449.0 and 444.0 with CTCSS of 107.2. Admission is $10. The event is an ARRL-sanctioned Hamfest. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Now that Hamvention is over, we hope you enjoyed visiting the ARRL booths and the AMSAT booths and all the others. This week, AMSAT has announced one of their new initiatives. We have been working on this for some time. As part of our way to reach out to youths, we have BuzzSat. We are going to be offering courses that will get our youth interested in space and satellites. The first course is satellite meteorology. Future courses will be climate change, pollution control, wildlife and natural resources, navigation, satellite design and operation, space exploration communications, broadcasting, military operations, and more. You can view the first course at BuzzSat, that's BUZZSAT.com. We hope you enjoy it and share it with others. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report.